guys, welcome to Moving to Maryland. Today we're going to talk about a fantastic neighborhood that I live in, Canton, which is in the waterfront in Baltimore. We have Grace, Megan, and Nick with us today. How's everything going, guys?
Hey, it's great.
Awesome.
Good morning.
And so we split it up by height. Grace and I are both short, so we're sitting over here, and these two are both retired basketball players.
I'm still unretired.
So city living. Let's get into this. So I've lived in Canton for a number of years, and the last house we had, I had neighbors. They were grandparents. They had their grandkids over often, and I never saw them in the parks. I never saw them out anywhere. They could have lived anywhere, right? The walkability that we all love and access to everything. And then I had my neighbors on the right side, Steve and Jerry. They went to the Ravens games. They went to the Orioles games. You saw them out everywhere. They were in the parks. They were taking walks. Right. They were just really loving that city lifestyle. Right. And I was thinking about, how I kept my wife in the city when she wanted to leave and move to the county. And, we found this house that was, a guy called us to list it. And then I wanted to take her and show it to her. Make a long story short, we got another house in Canton, and our lifestyle is so amazing. We we use the promenade often.
Oh, right.
Promenade's talked about a lot. We take the promenade to the playgrounds, to the restaurants, to the dog parks, to the parks. It is such a great way for us to get around Canton and into the other neighborhoods. You guys use the promenade?
Well, and it's beautiful. I mean, the whole walk is along the harbor,
right?
So it's just like a gorgeous view no matter what time of year it is.
It's the best way to see Baltimore, and it's also nice to know that you're not stuck in just one neighborhood. You can really just take a quick 5-minute walk down to really just see different neighborhoods and restaurants and things like that.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, it's full of people walking their dogs, running, watching sunsets and sunrises over there is great. And it's easy way, like I said, to get to. And, the waterfront park throws all these festivals. So all you have to do is just walk there, for things like First Thursdays and all that.
WTD's
kind of
First Thursday concert. Right? Yeah. I mean, we were the main sponsor of that for 3 years. And what an awesome event.
Yeah, it's a great way to get to know your neighbors and local vendors. Restaurants, there's breweries, distilleries. It's really an awesome way to just really know your neighborhood.
It's a great highlight for, I think, what the neighborhood has to offer, because not only do you have things like First Thursdays, there's always events and festivals going on both there and in Patterson Park, even throughout the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really makes it attractive for a lot of people is that there's so many great things for people to do any time of year, really, which is great.
Yeah,
really. Yeah, so Patterson Park's the northern border of our neighborhood, Canton. Yep. And what a great border, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I spend most of my time at Patterson Park playing volleyball. I have a local who I've made friends with. It's called Volleyball in Patterson, or VIP. It's definitely competitive grass league, but we've kind of made friends from what we used to play.
So is that separate from Volo?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so a bunch of friends that I made from Volo wanted a little bit more of a competitive volleyball game, and so they developed that Volleyball in Patterson, which is cool.
So you're now like the soccer leagues, where it's just they're not competitive enough.
Yeah. But I still play Volo. I mean,
absolutely. I was 4-time intramural volleyball champion. In
what grade?
College.
What grade?
College.
Yes. Yeah. I did go to college.
Awesome. Thank you.
No, but I still do Volo. I mean, it's great. We play in the soccer park in DuBurns. We play at DuBurns, in the inside turf court, play for winter. I mean, it's awesome.
That's the thing about Patterson Park. There's so many neighborhoods that claim Patterson Park, right?
Point,
we talk about Patterson Park. Canton, we talk about, Butchers Hill, Patterson Park, Highland Town. All the neighborhoods, it's like their backyard.
Right.
Yeah. Such a great green space for the city.
Well, and it's massive too. I mean, it's one of the biggest parks in the city, so I feel like everybody would really like to lay claim to it, but to the fact that it borders so many neighborhoods and it's so large and contains so much is a real, just real gift for this part of Baltimore for sure.
So your fiance plays Volo sports, right?
Yeah, he plays volleyball as well. His team has now won 2 championships. They're very proud, but and they play at different parts of the city too, but also, Patterson Park.
And so Volo sports, they do like flag football, they do
bocce, you got flag softball. Football, dodgeball, softball, kickball, I mean, you name it,
basketball,
they have it. Yep.
We said kickball. I mean, they do every sport. It's basically it's an intramural, which is great. They're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So you pay a little bit more to actually play, but what they do is they turn that money and they donate it and they do youth leagues for kids for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a really, you know, you feel, you know, outside of the competitiveness, we play for the kids. Yeah.
I think especially, you know, sometimes like, you know, friend groups will join and make a team, but then other times they're more like free agents, and that's a really great way, I think, young people moving to the city to, like, make friends, you know?
I mean, that is exactly how I made all my friends.
Yeah. So, your fiancé is involved in Volo sports,
right? Yeah, he's been doing the Volo volleyball for a while. And I think, you know, it's a lot of friends who we already had, but then it's also just a great way to meet new people. I think a lot of people moving to Baltimore definitely use those groups as a way to make friends. You can sign up as a free agent. You don't have to necessarily have a designated team. Mm-hmm. So,
and I mean, that's exactly how I started. I moved here 2 years ago. I knew nobody, but I love volleyball, and sports really connects everybody. I now have best friends who've just been at my wedding, and I've all met them from Volo.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
Playing broom ball? Nick?
Broom ball? No, I'm not a witch.
There is a skating rink in Patterson
Park.
There
is, yeah.
It has very select hours.
There's kickball. Is there dodgeball, too?
Oh, yeah.
There's dodgeball, kickball, softball.
Is there a broom ball?
I've never heard of it.
Maybe I made
like
that up.
Like field hockey?
I don't know. I thought there was like a kickball with brooms, but
there's cup. The one that everyone plays is the cup in hand. It's basically like a booze league where you have to play kickball with a drink in your hand.
Okay.
So you have to catch with one hand, pitch with one hand.
It's actually really challenging.
Yeah, that's the most popular one, because you get the, you know, the kids in their 20s who want to, you know, have some
3-year MVP.
Right. No, I never did it. Actually, I'm a basketball guy. Okay. So yeah, I never did cup in hand kickball.
Right.
Yeah, we did soccer and basketball, but basketball I've, you know, really kind of...
Does Volo do something on the ice rink in Patterson Park, too?
I don't think they do.
I think
they have a separate league for it, but the you know, the Volo is more along the lines of they like the social sports because, you know, they're a nonprofit that gives back.
Right.
So, you know, you pay a little bit. It's like $80 to $90 to sign up, but all that money goes back to give kids free rec sports, so things like soccer, basketball.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, you pay a little bit more, but it's great that they give back to the communities rather than just making, you know, making the money for themselves.
Yeah.
My life is so walkable in Canton, and so when you think about walkability, like where are your favorite places to walk to?
I mean, Promenade Park. I mean, just, I think, you know, this kind of gets into, you know, just like the amount of like bars and amazing restaurants.
I was
going
to say, usually
walk
right to
like,
the square.
I mean, I play trivia every Tuesday at the Canton Local, walk there, you know, another place where I've met like a ton of my close friends. A lot of young professionals. I mean, our team is pretty stacked. We've got like two doctors, multiple engineers, photographers.
I think you have to break that team up, you know, for performance enhancing, you know.
Sometimes the more, you know, cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I walk it to the Waltz Inn.
The Waltz Inn?
I was just there over the weekend. You guys missed it. I did a very good rendition of Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh, wow.
That's my go-to karaoke song. Okay. That's my go-to.
Give us a little piece, huh?
I don't think we have the copyright for that. Right. I don't want this to get flagged.
Yeah, but I mean, you can also just walk to like shops and stores, grocery stores.
Yeah.
I mean, we have like such a plethora.
Yeah.
We're sort of the opposite of a food desert.
Yeah.
Right. So I walk to Safeway. Mm-hmm. I walk to the Canton Strip Shopping Center. I walk to the Brewers Hill, all the shops there.
Yeah.
4 days ago, we walked to the Gunther restaurant
in
Brewers Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Safeway is across the street, so I walked to Safeway. I walked to work, not as much as I should.
I think now that Alisana, the construction has cleared up, it just like makes it that much easier to walk again. Yeah.
When you were living in Kent, where did you walk to? What are the things that you, when you think about walkability,
I mean, the square, obviously, that's kind of the big draw for the neighborhood. I mean, it's a two-block little square, you know, full of, you know, 12, 14 bar restaurants.
And, like,
you know,
more of the nightlife.
Yeah, more of the nightlife. You know, when you're thinking, like, Friday and Saturday night or even, like, Sunday brunches, that's where you go. You know, Southern Provisions was probably, like, one of my favorite go-tos.
Yeah.
They do live music on the weekends. You know, you have like Nacho Mamas, which is just like an institution, you know, when you think of places like Canton, that and Clada's.
Mamas on the Half Shell.
Mamas on the Half Shell. Yeah, there's tons of places there. And then the one good part about Canton, too, is there's so many great little corner places. Like, I live right down the street from this Vietnamese place called Pho Bac. They're awesome. It's a family-run joint. Mom cooks. The kids work in the front. Right. You have Matthew's Pizza. Mm-hmm. There's the Taqueria on Eastern, the Sobordo Parque, best tacos in Baltimore.
Right.
You know, there's
it's a real
fusion.
It's the whole neighborhood is fusion.
Which pharmacy did I use?
In Canton, yeah.
I used the CVS and Target just because I could always just
right.
do two birds with one stone.
And then
spend way too much money than I, in Target because I'm like, oh, I need like socks and to pick up my prescription. And then I'm like, oh, well, then here's $300 worth of more stuff that
like
I just decided that I
sheets.
Needed. You know.
Like the Safeway pharmacy, actually.
Yeah, that's not good, the Safeway pharmacy.
Yeah.
What about if you're not feeling good? Where do you go?
Depends.
Urgent care in the
which
brewing
actually
factory.
Is gorgeous if you've ever been inside.
Where's
it's
that?
A really nice
it's
facility.
Gorgeous. It's like...
What's gorgeous?
The urgent care.
Okay.
It's like
the one in the
brewing
factory.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Which is right across the street from Target.
Yeah, that's where I go.
But, I mean,
you just walk in, too. It's sort of nice that they don't make appointments because I think... Sometimes appointments like jam things up, you know,
yeah,
and like then
especially,
you just
I mean,
walk
can't
in
plan
and you're just like, yeah, 30 minutes, and you're just like, okay, great.
Well, I mean, you can't always go to urgent care, you know. I mean, luckily we do have two really great, two really good
hospitals,
that you can.
In the city.
Right,
yeah,
John
so
Hopkins,
you know, well, Ron talks walkability. Well, technically, you could walk to two hospitals if you really need them to. You know, you have Hopkins and then Hopkins Bayview are both always real close.
And
on opposite
some of
ends of the neighborhood.
Satellite offices, like I use, like a Mercy Physicians, like right on Hudson.
Yeah, our pediatrician is in Canton Crossing in the tower over there.
So, oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They have a lot of little satellite offices.
Yeah.
Like they have one
in the Care First building?
In the Care First building.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Canton Crossing has everything. You got
Crunch,
you got
really...
Merit Clubs, you've got Target, you've got Harris
just
Teeter.
Getting into the
Nordstrom Rack, Petco.
You got everything.
It really does have
Pizza
a lot of...
Pizza Uno,
which
I thought
that
was like,
spot.
Oh my God, like, it's a chain place, and, but yeah, good pizza.
No, it is, and then right
Chick-fil-A,
across...
Chick-fil-A, Atwater's, and then right across the street, you have Shake Shack, Kava.
All the new stuff
just waste, just spending my money.
Oh, what is it, Dog Social now, or Bark
Social.
Social.
Yeah,
Bark
Social.
Bark Social, which is awesome. Still haven't taken my dog there yet, but I've heard people
like... It's like a, where you have, like, a membership to, like, bring your dog.
It's a bar dog park.
I was going to say, it's a
across Conklin Street is Brewers Hill, and they have, in the last like 10 years, they've built like 1,200 apartments.
I know. It's insane.
And all those really nice new townhomes as well.
Yeah,
so it's a great way, the apartments are a great way for people to try out the area, and they get the same walkability. I mean, it's just Brewers Hill is just a block
from... It's a better location to especially like shopping than being in the neighborhoods. You walk out your front door, it's all right there.
Well,
we can argue that if you want to. Okay. I mean, it's better for
a gravity tape measure.
The Pasquale's, I mean, which is right there, right? Like
it's
they
true.
Moved down from Hiletown into Brazil.
I think like going back to the apartments and like, you know, it's a great way to test out the city. I mean, I think, you know, when people are moving here, depending on what job they're moving for, sometimes they are commuting out of the city.
Yeah.
And I mean, being in Canton or, you know, Brewers Hill, you're right next to, you know, 95 and 895.
Yeah.
You know, I think 895 is pretty nice if you're going south. 95 if you're going north, which syncs up with 695. So, I mean, just...
We're on the cuff of the city.
Yeah, it's really accessible.
It is.
So, you know, that's one of the things about city living is we talk about walkability within Canton, but we're surrounded by Fells Point, Harbor East, Little Italy, Butcher's Hill, Patterson Park, Highland Town, Brewers Hill, and all of those have, like, really great places to walk to or get to. Go north up 83, you know, it's a 10-15 minute drive, depending on how you get there.
Cross over
to Federal Hill, which seems like a marathon to get to. Like, when you talk, oh my God, I got to go through the tunnel.
How are the water taxis right now? Is the schedule, like, pretty regular?
Still pretty
that's
regular.
A good way to
that's a great way to
the
do
Cannon
it.
Well, I was going
to
say 15 minutes to Federal Hill. You can take the water taxi and take an hour if you want, but it's too long over here.
Take the tunnel or go through the city.
I mean, as someone who commutes there regularly, it's 15 minutes through the tunnel, not in rush hour. And then it's about, I'd say, 20 going through the city.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like, do you want to pay the easy pass or you just want to sit through 5 minutes of more lights?
Okay.
You know?
So you do drive this.
Before you...
I use Google Maps, yeah.
Yeah, make sure it's
does
not
it tell you
up.
The traffic now?
Google? It does, yeah, because Google, I guess, bought Waze, so they use their technology.
Okay,
so it's a little fun tidbit, but... Yeah, the rush hour traffic is a little bit tougher if you're living on the other side of the city and like want to go to Canton. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking probably like 25-ish minutes. But, you know, the more you live in the city, the better routes you understand and you know, where to take.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
You're very aware of the Orioles schedule, too.
And the Ravens schedules,
And you also know exactly where to park.
Yep.
Because it's like, all right, this time of day, I know I can pull right in, and then others,
Exactly.
I went to the Ravens game on Sunday, and I was coming from Canton, and I was actually really impressed by how quick it went. Like, I think there was actually less traffic than some of the Orioles games that I'd gone to over the summer.
It was also like 20 degrees out on Sunday.
It was packed. I think there was a giveaway that I missed out on, like some sort of hat.
So the surprising thing about when you're in Canton and say maybe you're driving to Southwest Baltimore, like Pigtown or Washington Village, a lot of times the quickest way is to actually go through the tunnels and come back around versus crossing the city.
Yeah.
And you'll find most often that is the quickest way. It doesn't seem like it, right?
Well, it's 100% the quickest way. Yeah, because you skip all the lights. You just right on the interstate and go through.
Yeah, unless there's a backup in the tunnel. Which
happens quite a bit. Yeah.
The other interesting thing when you're leaving, so our office here in Fells Point, you know, sometimes, you know, we're like right on the cuff of maybe it's the tunnel or maybe it's through the city. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on traffic.
Yeah, just
like, it's different every day. Yeah. So, like, I think in the city you have to use Google Maps or Waze or something.
Yeah.
If you're going, you know, 15, 20 minute drive and there's multiple ways to get there.
Especially if you're new, I think, you know, checking out maps first. But for me, you know, being in the city now, 8 years, you know, it's like, I check my watch. I'm like, oh, okay, it's this time of day. I'm going this way.
Right.
You know, or it's like, it's this time of day. I'm going this way. Yeah. You definitely do learn it. You definitely do learn it. But it's great, you know, circling it all back. It's great actually having that option. Be like, oh, I'm not in a rush, you know, I can, you know, I can kind of go through the city.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I kind of in a rush,
like
to go get home.
A little bit better.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just going to go and, you know, zip through the tunnel and go through the other side. Yeah.
So let's talk about Canton real estate. There's alley streets where you can get like a one bedroom historic townhome that hadn't been renovated in 20 years or ever for like $150,000.
Yeah.
About. Yeah.
That's possible.
Waterfront townhomes that are, you know, quote, you know, 1.5
million.
Right? Everything in between.
How many parking spaces do you have, Ron? Like 7?
No, I wish. We have a 2-car garage and a 2-car parking pad.
Right.
And then in our little nook of a community, we have parking passes, so we can put 3 cars in the street.
Yeah, so 7. So,
we're going to start a rental car company.
Right. Just start selling parking spaces for First Thursdays, throwing $20 a pop.
So that was why my wife liked that house. She wanted to leave the city, and I had a friend that wanted to list his house, and it had all the parking. It had, you know, 4 bedrooms because we were hoping to have a baby. We got pregnant while we were under contract for that house. So it had everything, and then, you know, it's the Moorings. It's a, you know, HOA community that's one of the only gated little communities. So it's great for kids and, you know, very light traffic coming through there. So we love it. It also puts us right on the promenade and creates that great access from the promenade. I'm literally on the promenade every day, walking dogs, walking our kid, going to dinner. We use that promenade.
Yeah, I think like parking can be a big concern for people, especially people moving from out of the city or like a more suburban environment. And I mean, on the street that I live on Foster Avenue, you know, we're quite across the street from a school. So that's like a whole like 4 blocks where, you know, there are no houses. Mm-hmm. So like parking on my street is like incredibly easy. I would say compared to other parts of the city as well. Canton being just like a little bit bigger has much better like street parking options than, you know, Federal Hill certainly, and there aren't really any like rules about parking.
Well, because
no
the
permits.
Good thing is there's no permits,
right.
Yeah. So you're unrestricted access to kind of park wherever you want, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. And if you can knock down a brick wall or a block wall in the back of your courtyard and put parking in and spend $4,000 to add $20,000 value to your house because you have parking and then have parking. That's a no-brainer project to do.
Yeah.
So we are real estate agents. We can help you if you are looking in Canton or any of the other neighborhoods around the city, as well as in the surrounding areas. There are, you know, what I was getting into, there are a range of housing opportunities. You have condos, you have small townhomes, you have large townhomes, you have new builds that have garages and parking pads and things like that. There are parking. If you don't have parking, you park in the street. But there is housing, so if you need help, reach out to us. We all can help you. Grace actually talks to people when they first call in, gets things figured out, and connects you with the right person.
Awesome.
Anybody got anything else they want to say about Ken?
It's a great place to live. It really is. It really is. I really enjoyed my time there. I mean, it's a great place to be. It's,
I love it.
You know, probably one of the best neighborhoods in Baltimore.
Yeah, I see myself.
We'd like to have you back sometime soon.
I might come back. Yeah, if you're gonna allow me.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thank you.